Welcome to Bathurst Today. I'm Baden. Thank you for joining us this evening.
With COVID-19 still prevalent in today's society, we've looked at multiple news stories on how it has affected people and businesses. We start off, however, with Joseph Casolo talking about the new skate park opened up in Bathurst.
Skateboarders, both locally and outside the Bathurst region, had eagerly been waiting for the opening of the new Bathurst skate park. Announced all the way back in late 2018, planning of the new extension began after the Bathurst Regional Council received a grant of $300,000 from the state government under the Stronger Country Communities Fund. In September 2019, construction was underway with the completion estimated for Christmas of that year. Unfortunately, Christmas came and went, and the temporary fencing surrounding the park was still standing. Months began to pass until on March 20th, a video appeared on the Bathurst Regional Council's YouTube channel announcing,
"The fence has come down and we can't wait to see people down here using it. And it means now that people that are actually getting on their scooters, getting on their skateboards for the very first time, those beginners will be able to come down here and use the skate park."
Unfortunately, before many of us skateboarders could make it out to Bathurst, the week after the park had officially opened, it would be off limits for everyone due to the restrictions put in place by the federal government in response to the coronavirus. For the time being, skateboarders will have to make use of driveways, slabs of concrete, or any other surface available around the home, eagerly awaiting the reopening of the new Bathurst skate park.
Schools have stopped in face-to-face learning. However, a switch to online has made it possible for students to stay up to date with their learning.
Coronavirus has affected almost every part of our lives, including education. Jenna Nicol is a student at Clonobolas Rural Technology High School, a school that has recently moved to online learning in an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus among its students.
I am currently learning all six of my subjects online. I am mainly learning on Google Classroom, but I'm also using Microsoft Teams and a Facebook Messenger group.
While Jenna recognises that educators are doing their best with limited resources, the new online learning style for herself isn't as effective as face-to-face learning.
It's hard learning it without a teacher because they're not there to explain it to us. The teachers aren't there to help us and students aren't there to help us. I find it really hard to focus on work because I'm just sitting around and not having people there to help me focus.
However, despite these struggles, Jenna believes the students' workload has actually increased since moving to online education.
We actually get given more work now than what we did in class, because in class, kids would muck around so we wouldn't get through everything. Rather now, we just get given all the work and expected to do it all.
Jenna is also concerned as to how this disruption in learning is going to affect her future.
I'm doing a vet course through hospitality, and for that we have to do a lot of cluster works and a lot of cooking, and we can't do the cooking because we're not at school.
But it's not just education that students are missing out on. Students are missing out on the school experience from lunchtime.
Can't buy canteen food anymore, that's really saddening.
Right down to not being able to socialise with friends in the same way or for the same amount of time.
Kind of sucks because I don't talk to them as much. And you can't go and see them because we're all in quarantine.
As social isolation strickens, businesses are feeling the effects of the limited people rule. Here is Tom Barber with more.
Due to the recent coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak, many businesses have been forced to close or adapt to strict government and police enforced conditions. Many businesses have had to close, but some remain open. Arana LG in Dubbo remains open to provide the Central West Slopes and Plains with diagnostic screening and imaging services. Their manager, Sandra Barber, says the pandemic has impacted their working hours greatly.
So during the COVID crisis, our company is encouraging people who have an excess of leave to take that leave. So whether that be annual leave, long service leave, people are being encouraged to, if they're financially self-sufficient, to take some leave without pay. We're doing shorter hours at the moment, so just to try and ensure everyone keeps their job so we can keep the door open. So anyone that's got excessive leave has been asked to take it, and may get to the point where we work for five, get paid for four, that sort of thing. There's lots of things getting bandied around at the moment. We don't really know where that's going to go. We're waiting to see what happens with the JobKeeper payment, whether our company will qualify for that.
Some businesses, however, were not so lucky. after several small businesses around the state have closed their doors for what may be the final time after a devastating start of 2020. Mrs. Barber also states that her work has not seen a decrease in patients as people still require scans for pregnancies and other medical reasons.
We will now turn to a more positive story with Baden on a story on how people are staying entertained during the difficult isolation period.
Due to coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, people are forced to stay inside with a heavy recommendation of only leaving for essential services.
This intrigued me to finding out what people are actually doing to stay entertained during isolation.
Some are trying new skills, such as cooking or learning a new musical instrument, while others are chilling, watching a new television series, movie, or playing a video game.
I've asked a Northern Beaches school teacher, Anne, what they've been doing in their spare time.
I try and stay entertained during the isolation period by doing exercise. Reading books.
It's provided me with a good opportunity to watch a couple of movies that I haven't had the chance to.
There are limitations to what you are able and capable of doing at the moment. But with an open mind and a little bit of creativity and imagination, a lot can be achieved. Here is Ashley Nicol again with the effects coronavirus has had on the fast food industry.
Coronavirus has had a dramatic effect on the fast food industry. To discuss this, I spoke to Tierney Mallett.
I work at Pizza Hut.
Since public concern over coronavirus spread has risen, Pizza Hut, along with other food suppliers, have introduced new procedures to ensure customer and employee safety.
New procedures in place at Pizza Hut include the option of contactless delivery, or gloves must be worn at all stations and changed when moving from station to station.
One of the biggest changes in place since the restrictions began is how customers receive their meals.
Because of coronavirus, our dining room at work has basically been closed. We still do pickups, but all tables and chairs have been removed from the dining room, and only one customer can be in the store at a time. Hand sanitizer is now also offered to each customer who comes in.
However, coronavirus has taken a toll on employees' wages. Pizza Hut has been forced to decrease the hours of some employees, most of which are casual workers, with the exception of delivery service employees.
Hours for myself have just decreased because of coronavirus, but as deliveries are more popular now than before, the delivery driver's hours has increased.
Coronavirus has presented unique challenges for every person and every company. We can only hope the madness ends soon.
That's the news. Thank you and good night.
We're a little bit country, country, country. And a little bit rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock and roll.
A little bit jazzy.
Jazzy, jazzy.
And a little bit rocky.
Rocky, rocky.
There's the classics.
Classics, classics.
Imagine there's no heaven.
And there's pop.
Pop, pop.
It's all right here on 2MCE.
All right. shapes in the dark, trying to save paper. She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
QMCE, 40 years in your community from the campus of Charles Sturt University.